seeing the forest and the trees. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
3/4 of the state is still forested. We have probably more forest than we had in 1900.
Bob Qualman is chairman of the Tennessee Forestry Commission. The commission was established in 1985 and serves in an advisory capacity on forestry policy to the Tennessee Department of Agriculture and the governor.
The Tennessee Forestry Commission is comprised of about 7 voting members. We represent large landowners, small landowners, hardwood manufacturers, pulpwood manufacturers, and conservation organizations in Tennessee.
Qualman, who has a small farm in Humphreys County where his family has hardwoods and loblolly pines, presented the Forestry Commission's annual report to Senate and House Ag Committee members this week to highlight not only the important work that's being done with forested acres across the state, but to also share with the general public how important this natural resource is for all Tennesseans.
Forestry is so ingrained in our state, most people don't see it because it's hiding behind a wall of trees. And there's so many jobs in Tennessee that it represents products. We had a timber sale on our tree farm a year and a half ago, and that wood went off to be processed and ended up at Jack Daniels making whiskey barrels out of it. Some of the wood ended up at a pulp mill making paper in Tennessee, creating jobs there as well.
In his report to lawmakers, Qualman reiterated the outstanding work from foresters who helped to fight and control the East Tennessee wildfires last fall, and also shared how the commission is helping the state's Division of Forestry operate more effectively and efficiently.
We also recommend areas of policy for the forestry division. For example, the age of pines on their forests at the age of harvest, we addressed that last year. We also this past year looked at the state nursery, which was incurring some high expenses. Worked with them to identify 15 different areas where they could reduce the costs of their operation and increase seedling sales.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.